Like so many soldiers who fought very active campaigns, my father's memories were often focused on two or three anecdotes which he liked to recall and liked to mention. One which doesn't really concern the Sikh soldiers was to the effect that the whole advance of the British Army up the Tigris had to be held up for half an hour on one occasion because my father was fishing and he'd hooked a big fish and was trying to land it. And the regiment wasn't able to advance until he'd landed the fish. But he also had a couple of rather nice little vignettes which he liked to tell about the Sikh soldiers. He said some of the marches through the deserts of Iraq were extremely hot and dusty and very, very tiring. They might have to march 20 miles or 30 miles in a day. And he said that when they eventually arrived at the encampment, the British soldiers involved on the march would find a football and start kicking it around in the dust. He said, but the Sikh soldiers, their absolute priority was to wash. And they would go down to the river, and this was the first thing they would do after a long and dusty march, very much in contrast to the British Tommies, who weren't terribly interested in washing. The other thing he mentioned was that on campaign, the food was often appalling. And the British officers were sometimes able only to have tins of beef and jars of marmalade, and that was what they were expected to live on, that and a bit of tea. But he said the Indian soldiers, the Sikh soldiers, all had cooks who were able to make really attractive and tasty curries out of herbs and little bits of this and that that they'd managed to carry with them on the march. And the British officers were extremely jealous of the quite delicious smells that were coming from the Sikh encampments.